Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. Have you ever watched a hockey game, football game? It doesn't matter what it is. You watch a game, there's a really questionable call, and you're dying to know what the official was thinking, but you know they're not going to do that. Except in our game. There's a new pilot project being put out by the Ontario Racing Commission. We're going to talk about that on this edition of Trot Radio. With me on the other end of my line is the ORC racing manager, Brent Stone, to talk about some exciting changes that are going to put the fans in touch with the people that are up on the catbird seat, as it were, namely the judges. Brent, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks for having me, Norm.
Tell us about this new pilot project that the ORC is initiating that will allow the fans to hear, and I don't think any other sport does this, allow the fans to hear explanations from the judges on a given race.
Yeah, Norm, we actually have two pilots that we're looking at implementing over the next couple of months. The first pilot, which you spoke of, is going to be specifically at Woodbine. The WEG circuit. It is I guess you'd call a voiceover after a race of interest that the judges have made a decision on. What will happen is the judges will follow their normal routine that they follow currently, and at the conclusion, after making the race official, they'll have the opportunity to replay the inquiry tape or the portion of the race that they had to make a decision in or make a call in, and one of the judges will provide a voiceover explanation of their decision.
Okay, and then the other half of the project is?
The other pilot that we're also going to be undertaking at the same time is happening both at Woodbine and Flamborough, and this pilot has to do with, is in cooperation with Standardbred Canada. They're going to provide a spot on their homepage of their website in which we will have an area that the judges can post any calls that they make or decisions that they make that we anticipate will attract some discussion and questions. They can post the actual video and hopefully all the different shots of the video along with a written explanation that will accompany it, explaining their decision. Obviously, both these initiatives are part of the ORC's commitment to excellence in officiating and communication. And, you know, we hope that in an effort to get our facts out there that people have a better understanding of what decision was made and how it was made.
Well, as a handicapper, I can tell you that I welcome this with open arms. And it's not because I'm chomping at the bit to give a hard time to a judge over a call. And I'm sure the average fan doesn't want to do that. But this is so unique. Nobody calls NHL headquarters and says, get that linesman on the phone. Well, yeah, you know, kind of thing. There's none of that on any kind of level. And I think this is really a groundbreaking thing in sports.
You know, Norm, we recognize that as a regulator, we need to communicate better. So that the decisions are better understood and there's less confusion out there. And with all sports, some folks will always dispute the call of the official. But you know, if you can get the information out there and have an explanation, then it's at least a starting point.
When I said this is groundbreaking, I guess I should qualify it because I'm thinking now in terms of golf, and I'm sure you've heard of this where, a fan watching on TV will actually call into the network and say, wait a minute, that guy had an extra stroke he forgot to count, and it'll affect the outcome of a tourney. I don't think do you foresee that sort of a thing happening? I mean, is it possible that after viewing a tape, a fan after viewing the tape on the website will say, wait a minute, that two horse had broken equipment before the start, too. Any chance of that getting out of hand?
Well, as you know, Norm, we obviously have a lot of simulcasting that goes on currently. And if there are issues that are brought to our attention after the fact, by all means, we will we'll take that information and investigate it and look into it. So, you're correct on both these pilots. There may be occasions where bettors, participants in the industry, people from the association do see things and will want to bring them to our attention, by all means, we would be open to that.
Hopefully this won't happen, but there's always instances where something really controversial comes up. I'm thinking, of course, to a couple of years ago at Western Fair with the horse that went for yards in the passing lane and was still awarded, I think, the victory. You know, judges will be inundated, I'm sure. How do you plan to manage something like that?
Well, on both pilots, what we're doing is we're leaving the decision-making process of which races they'll show in the hands of the judges. We feel that they obviously have a pretty good feel of what kind of decisions and what kind of calls they make on a nightly basis that will generate some discussion, and people will want to have questions about or will want to discuss. So I would anticipate that any calls that the judges will make at the tracks that are involved in these pilots, they'll have a pretty good feel of what will generate discussion and would need explanation, and we can post those particular races up with explanations and hopefully get our communication out to all stakeholders so that there's an understanding right off the off the hop, if you will.
Yeah, I misspoke. I meant to say the horse was going up the safety lane, but no, I just thought that that could be a real hornet's nest. But on the whole, I have to tell you that I think it's a groundbreaking idea. I think it's great. It makes everybody accountable to the fan, and that's what it's all about, because we need more of them. So we appreciate the effort.
Like I said, Norm, we want to continuously improve our officiating. We want our explanations to be clear. And in the end, we obviously want our decisions to be better understood by all stakeholders.
Best of luck with this new project.
Well, thank you, Norm, and it was nice speaking with you today.